hello, everybody. Michael Cohen here with you on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey, here on Fox Sports On the Road. We're glad you could join us here once again as we continue our now two-part series on the Stadium Series, if you will, for the NHL as the Devils, Flyers, of course, met on Saturday. Sunday, it's the Rangers and Islanders. Now, first part we played for you on Saturday morning, we had obviously a lot wall-to-wall Devils, as well as Philadelphia Flyers head coach John Tortorella. Now we all turn the focus to the Broadway Blue Shirts. And, of course, we are the broadcast, a broadcast affiliate, a broadcast home of the Rangers. We will have the game for you at 3 o'clock today here on Fox Sports New Jersey. We cannot wait. And as I mentioned yesterday, the Stadium Series is, it's huge. It is a huge, huge deal here because you see it in all these other cities. And you see the impact it has, and it brings out big crowds. I think it was the, and even though it's a little slightly different with the Winter Classic, which is usually held on New Year's or just after New Year's, and seeing the image just from Seattle earlier this year, you just see all the fans packing into Safeco Field, home of the Seattle Mariners, in January, early January, for an NHL hockey game. People love this kind of stuff. They love seeing hockey really at its most natural roots. And for a lot of these players who play in this, who are going to play in this, as in the case with the Rangers and the Islanders, the Devils and the Flyers, a lot of these players grew up playing outdoor hockey in this kind of weather. And it brings back those memories for these guys. So this really is a great thing to see. It's a huge weekend for the NHL, huge way for them to feature themselves. In the middle of February, of course, no more football on the air right now. Baseball's still a few months away. We're not even into the postseason. This is the time for the NHL to shine. So really looking forward to it. It's been a tremendous, tremendous atmosphere at MetLife Stadium. As I said, the crews did an outstanding job putting together the ice in the middle of the field at MetLife. It looks fantastic. And I cannot wait to see what it's going to look like with all those blue jerseys, whether it be royal blue jerseys of the Rangers or the navy blue jerseys of the Islanders. It's going to be a lot of fun. So without any further ado, let's go right to the press conferences here, folks. We start things off. We're going to have Jacob Trouba of the New York Rangers and Adam Fox. They met with the media on Friday, and then we're going to sit down with Micah Zibanejad. We caught him in the locker room. We got him for a few minutes. And then we'll go back out to the press conference room with your head coach, that's Peter Laviolette. So without further ado, let's first go out to Jacob Trouba and Adam Fox.
Adam, just your thoughts on playing, you're obviously from the area, just your emotions about playing here.
Yeah, I think it'll be a cool experience. Only played one outdoor game, it was the World Juniors, and that was a surreal experience. I think anytime you go outdoors, it's fun, and to do it here and close to home for me is obviously pretty special too.
Right side, second row.
Jacob, the Rangers are 4-0 outside. What makes you confident that series continues? On the other side, your coach is 0-3-1.
Maybe we need a new coach. I don't think that really plays into it much. I don't know how many guys, probably Crides and Meek. I don't know how many guys have even played in the last outdoor game here. Yeah, it'll be. Hopefully, we keep that streak rolling. I guess.
Front row, right side.
Hey, Adam. What adjustments do you have to make in preparation for this kind of game outside, as far as the ice is concerned? How you guys feel out there?
I really don't have a good answer for that. Obviously, it's going to be different. I think the one thing I noticed just practicing was you kind of move faster, obviously, with the wind. Then you're skating into the wind. It seems like you're going a little slower. But yeah, I think just the overall atmosphere, there's not really a way you can adjust or know what to adjust to. You just kind of got to roll with the punches and figure out as it goes. Elements might change. Temperature, obviously, I don't know if it's going to be different with more lights and less natural light. But these are things that everybody's dealing with. And they're also pretty fun. I mean, not every day you get to do this or deal with those things. Is kind of an interesting challenge, and it takes you back to when you were young and played outside, whether it's the backyard or ponds or lakes. I think that's where we all, I guess, if you love hockey as a kid, you find your way out there and you kind of enjoy those moments, mostly to yourself at times. But yeah, it kind of just brings back all those emotions.
Left side, second row.
Adam, this is, you know, a big game with a lot of fanfare, obviously, but still a regular season game against an important rival. So how do you balance that, and how much do you kind of overlook the standings when it comes to a rivalry game like this?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, like you said, it's a big 2 points still in the standings, but at the same time, you're trying to soak in the whole experience and kind of make it worthwhile. So, yeah, I think we're going to enjoy it. I think it's not every day you get an opportunity like this, but at the same time, there is an objective to win the game and to get a big 2 points.
Right side, third row.
Yeah, for either of you, I guess, the news came out today about Blake's injury and the severity of it and out for the season. Just how hard is that as a teammate to see him go through that?
I mean, for me, I think probably a little more history with Blake, obviously. I mean, it's tough to see. I think we saw Phil this year, even being on the ice with the Sergachev injury. I think as much as these guys are teammates, and yeah, we need a new right wing, but now we lost a friend, we lost our teammate. He's obviously going through something that no one wants to go through, so there's more to it than just the impact on the team. I think we all care a lot about the hockey and our jobs, but we're also humans and friends and have families outside the rink. And maybe, I'm not saying this is true, but maybe he played his last hockey game. That's something that's you see as a player, as a friend, and someone that I came into this league with, and he's taught me so much. And it's emotional. It's something you think about, that you don't take things for granted here. And yeah, for me, it's a little extra tough. I think he's a guy I looked up to, and has helped me a lot in my career.
Back left.
Adam, I was curious if you had any history with this building as a fan.
No, I didn't go to too many football games growing up. I'm a Jets fan, but we came to the home opener for the Giants, though, this year. Didn't go too well for them, so hopefully we have a little better result than that.
Back right, standing up.
Adam would know this better than Jacob. Growing up in Long Island, Rangers and Islanders were always sometimes were strange games. Strange things kind of happen during the game. Just talk about being in a different atmosphere and playing against this team for the first time.
Yeah, I feel like we haven't played the Islanders in a while, it feels like. And they're always, some games are weird. I mean, rivalry games tend to bring a little more energy. I know those early games when we played at the Coliseum, they'd get rowdy, and same when they come to MSG, it's kind of cool to see, not too many places you see, a state, or even smaller than that, split between fan bases. And I think it's always fun when you're able to play, and road games for some teams feel like home games, and vice versa. The crowd could be split, often, so it's fun. It's always a good time playing them, and obviously the fans getting into it adds a little extra adrenaline for us.
Now let's head out to Micah Zibanejad. Let's get his thoughts.
Talk about playing in this environment. What's that going to be like for you guys?
I think I have a better answer for you after the game.
What was it like, at least being out there, having that chance to be in the football field?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think this is really cool, especially the way it's because it's a football stadium and you have the way it kind of wraps around the rink, a little bit different than a baseball stadium. So it's cool, and it's pretty steep, so you don't feel like it's that far off, even if you're sitting up on the last row. So it's I guess it's a little bit too big to kind of grasp how big it is when you're on the ice and when you're skating around, but it's going to be a cool experience. I'm looking forward to it.
About the way this team's been on the roll lately, and continuing this into Sunday.
Yeah, we talked about coming off the break to get some wins together. January, I'm sure everyone knows, and it's not hard to tell. It wasn't a great month for us, and a month that we were happy with. So We got a chance to reset during the break and come back and play some good hockey. Got some wins now, so doesn't change a thing for us going into Sunday, more than just trying to enjoy it a little bit more. The best way to enjoy this experience in this outdoor game is with a win.
So 30 years at Islander games have always been sort of funky, strange things happen. What do you expect on Sunday? It's outside. It's
hopefully a good game for people to watch here and for us to enjoy and again just get the win.
And finally, the man who needs no introduction himself, one of the winningest coaches in the NHL, and that is, of course, Peter Laviolette. Let's take a listen.
Peter, just your reaction to today and being out there and the conditions?
It was perfect. The weather was great. It was cool but really nice. The ice was terrific. The people who put the rink together and orchestrated everything here, it was right on point. Ice was fantastic, boards, atmosphere, weather, everything cooperated really well today, so we order up another one of these for sure. I thought it was excellent.
Right side, second row.
Coach, the Rangers are 4-0 outside. You are 0-3-1. What makes you confident?
Thank you.
You get your first win.
I'm excited for our group to play hard and try to continue what we've been doing here. Recently, our guys have been playing well and winning hockey games, and I know for sure that when you play in these events, it's the same 2 points, but certainly marks a bigger day and a bigger game, and our guys are excited to play in it, so our goal is to just keep things moving along in February.
Front row on the right.
You guys spoke about playing the Islanders, and it had been a while since you had seen them. Just talk about this matchup going up against them, and obviously the importance of it, you guys, of course, being top dog right now in the division.
Yeah, it's a division game. I think there's so much history here. Great opponent for a game like this outdoors, and the rivalry's been around forever. And they're fighting and clawing, doing their best to make their case for the playoffs. We're doing ours as well, and so it should be a fantastic hockey game. But there's certainly a lot of history that goes with that too, and to bring it to outdoors and in front of a whole lot of people, that's amazing.
Right side, third row, Dan.
Peter, Matt Rempe gets the recall, and he's on the line today. I don't know what that means for tomorrow, but if this guy gets an opportunity to make his NHL debut in an outdoor game, and he's giddy as can be just to be here.
Yeah.
What do you think that would be like?
Yeah, I'm not sure where the lineup goes, and so to go out and talk like that, I don't know, that'd be kind of projecting on something that's going to happen in a couple of days. And so he's played really, just to speak about him and why he's here, he's played really well. He's improved a lot. He's been playing a lot of center ice recently. Can play the wing, face-offs, physical, taking on more minutes and more responsibility in Hartford. Certainly his size and his presence out there is also part of it. But he's really worked on his game, and great kid, like you said, smiling ear to ear and looking for an opportunity to play. So we'll see where that goes.
Right side, third row.
Looked like Jimmy VC was replacing Blake Wheeler in his spot. Just if it does stay that way, what do you think he could bring to that position?
Yeah, we'll practice like that tomorrow. And I thought that I know that Jimmy has moved up the lineup. I know he's played in a bunch of different roles in his time in New York here, and some of that has been with Mika and Kreitz. And so to me, that's a fit that we tried last night, and it was seamless. I thought they did a really good job. They produced. Generated offense, scored goals, and so that's something that we'll leave in place tomorrow and work again and practice with him there.
All the way in the back.
Peter, this Ranger Islander rivalry from both sides of the fence. Just talk about what these games are like. Sometimes they come out very strange or in a different atmosphere. Talk about this in general and what this means for this team, the way they've been on a roll lately.
Yeah, I think the rivalry is something. My first game, I'm pretty sure, I believe, was against the when I was a Ranger, it was against the Islanders, and you get a first-hand look at what it is like, and then you coach against that from both sides, you get to see it as well. There's just a lot of history here. I think it brings out the best in both teams, and like I said, when you take a normal game and you put it into this atmosphere, it becomes even a bigger game. And so I'm sure, you know, the intentions for both teams are to be successful and to play hard, be successful, win games. And I think that rivalry brings out the best in both groups.
Take two more questions, left side, second row.
You were kind of just touching on it there, but as a coach, what is the challenge there of striking that balance between kind of taking in the environment and the atmosphere of an event like this and recognizing that it's a big game in the regular season and a big 2 points in the standings?
Yeah, I think tonight maybe was for the first part of that. You know, you come out and practice and you're with your family, which was awesome. Everybody gets to share and enjoy it. A lot of times when I've been in these games, you're actually playing the next day, so it's actually nice to have another practice day to go back to our practice facility and work on some things to get ready for the game and get that mindset right to play the game, because at the end of the day, the game is all business. So tonight was wonderful, everybody out there and sharing the day with their families, which is, you know, what a day like today is all about. Players getting a feel for the rink and kind of the boards and the atmosphere and what it's like in the lighting and all of that. And then to spend some time with families, but tomorrow's all business and we'll go back to work and try to get ready for that game.
Last one, right side, third row.
Peter, you spoke about the lineup ramifications, but just, you know, if you could speak a little bit about Wheeler, yeah, and what it means to lose him and the impact that it sounds like he's had on the room to this point.
Yeah. I mean, he's been amazing since he's been here. His presence, he comes into work every day, positive, hardworking. You could see it right before even training camp started that he was in there early. He was committed to, you know, being a part of this team and making it successful, and he did that both in the room and on the ice. And when you lose a veteran player like that who has such an impact in the room, that's tough to replace. And so certainly our thoughts are with him, and you know, a healthy recovery at some point, but that's a tough one last night. We'll miss him.
Thank you for talking.
Thank you, guys.
All right, folks, that sets the scene for what's going to be a tremendous stadium series at MetLife Stadium. And, of course, one thing that was a common theme that we heard from the Rangers and the Devils and even the Flyers and from John Tortorella as well is that the common theme is, yes, they're excited to be there. They're excited to be part of this and excited to take part in what's going to be a historic event here at MetLife Stadium. But they are all kind of chasing the same thing right now, and that's playoff positioning. And, of course, the Rangers with 73 points. This is a Friday night. 73 points, first place in the Metro Division. And, of course, right behind them, obviously, with the exception of Carolina, who was in second place, you got Philadelphia right now with 65 points. You got the Devils with 58 points. The Devils need wins. They need to need a lot of wins, as do the Islanders, who have 57 points. So those are two teams that come into this stadium series needing victories, needing 2 points in the worst way. Of course, the Rangers would like to continue to build off of their momentum. They've won six in a row. They've been red hot. And right now with 73 points to lead this division. And only a point behind Boston and Florida for the top seed in the Eastern Conference. And they are, of course, 7 points behind Vancouver for the best record in the NHL right now as far as points are concerned. But it's been an outstanding year for the Rangers so far, and certainly on their way to a top seed, one of the top seeds in the playoffs. We'll see how things shake out for the Rangers, or for the Devils, the Islanders, and even the Flyers, as they're still all kind of jockeying for positioning in the playoffs right now. So, folks, again, I want to thank you all for tuning in and listening. Again, it was fantastic to be there on Friday. Looking forward to being there on Sunday as the Rangers and Islanders go at it. The crew has done a tremendous job getting the entire stadium ready to play for NHL hockey. The players are excited. I think the fans are going to be excited. It's going to be a tremendous atmosphere and a great event, one that we're all going to talk about for a very, very long time. So, folks, if you're listening to us today here on Fox Sports New Jersey, we got the game coming up for you right here. If you're going to the game, we look forward to seeing you there. Stay safe, have a good time, and we'll talk to you next time right here on Fox Sports on the Road. I'm Michael Cohen.